For the next sugya, next sugyais, next amud, I did to try to help things along. I wrote up a sheet similar to the Chazara sheets, except we're not holding the Chazara, of the 9 main sugyas we're going to be doing over the next week or week and a half. I'm hoping it'll help the guys who need it to piss them around, for guys to be able to get into it the way it should be. These are basically the Maram HaKaimis. I didn't put all the Maram HaKaimis, but the topics that we're going to cover in the Mishnah, in the first Sugya Gemara that goes up till the middle of the next Amid. So if it helps you, it's good. It's really impossible to write such a sheet ahead of time, because as you learn, it's hard to predict what's going to come up, what's not going to come up. But hopefully it'll help you. On the Mishnah, we're going to do Aleph and Beis, hopefully today. Gimel we'll get to tomorrow. So it gives you some Maram HaKaimis, especially because it doesn't take long to learn the Mishnah. And since tomorrow we're still going to be learning the Mishnah, it gives you some Maram HaKaimis to have. Are there enough sheets everybody has? Not there, there's another few left here. Mm-hmm. Okay, come back. So, I hope it's helpful to you, and if it is, it should help. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Kol shekachti b'shmirasai v'chsharti es niskai v'chsharti b'mitzas niskai v'chachti b'tashlumei niskai k'hechsher kol niskai. Right, this is the klal of Shaimen. Anything that I have to watch, v'chsharti es niskai. Rashi says, Shaloi Shemartiv Yafeh. So this beginning of the Mishnah is really the old Chakira we had the first day of the Zman. Why you chayiv when your animal is mazik, by Mamane HaMazik? Is it because you failed in your Shmira? Or is it because of Mamane HaMazik? So that depends on how you teach the first words of the Mishnah. You could learn the Mishnah that because I failed in the Shmira, that's why I'm Chayiv, which would mean that the Chayiv is for lack of Shmira, not for Mamane HaMazik. Or you could learn the Mishnah that means I have to repay the Hezek, and it could be the Chayiv is out of Mamane HaMazik. So however you learn it, that's the old chakira that we had in the beginning of the Masechta. I'm not going to go through it again. That's the first part of the Mishnah.
How
does Mamane HaMazik? Mamane HaMazik means in my shar.
It's not his.
So that's what we said. If somebody is a shomer on an animal, so he's b'mokim b'aylam. Kol shechafti b'shmira. So if you take on shmira, that's the Mishnah HaKaimis. If you take on Shmira, or Ganev who takes an animal, he's Chafti B'Shmira Asai, so he has a din, Kivutz Mamayna HaMazik. You know, it's not really his Mamin, but it's his Mamin that is Chayav B'Shmira Asai. That's the Hagdara of his Mamin. The second part of the Mishnah, Nechasim She'en Behem Mila, Nechasim She'en Shal Behem Bris, Nechasim Ami Yuchadim, is a change. Till now, we talked about the Mazik. We always talked about who the Mazik is. Here the Mishnah switches and it talks about the Nizik. It talks about who the Nizik is. And it says the Nizik, you only chayiv if it's the Chasim Shein Behem Me'ila, that's to be Memayit Hegdish. The Chasim Shein Shom B'nei Bris, to be Memayit Akum. And the Chasim Am Yuchadim, to be Memayit Hefker. That if you mazik these things, you're not chayiv. Why would I think you're chayiv if you mazik hefker? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But the first two things, we're mamayit hegdish and mamayit goy, that there's no chiyuv teshlumin on being mazik hegdish or being mazik a goy. How do we know that? From where do we know that if you mazik a goy, a hegdish a potter? What's the answer? Sharei eyu v'loy shal hegdish. The pasuk says, Yazik Sharis or Sharei Eyu, that's Mamayit Hegdish. A little bit of a problem. Taisvis on Vav Amid Beis, Yisakashim. Sharei Eyu, Veloishar shel hegdish. That's talking about Karen. That's talking about Karen. The Karen, if your animal is Mazik, Shar shel hegdish, you're part. What about Shane and Regel and Bar and Aish? How do you know that you're potter on Hegdish on all those Mazikim? How do you know you're potter on Hegdish for all the other Mazikim? So Tosis answers, Tosis brings other Gzeris HaKasos for Shor Shal Hegdish, a Miyapay Bar, a Miyapay Adam, and he makes a Mamatzinu. So Tosis learns out that Shor Shal Hegdish not only Karen, but you're potter no matter what. Problem is, hotin of shoshal hagdish. Shoshal hagdish, your potter, if you're mazik in any way, if you're mazik hagdish, your potter. But nochri, if you're mazik a guy, how do you know, if you're mazik a guy through Karen, your animal does a hezik through Karen, says the mir of sharei, ayovaloi shoshal guy, I understand. So we have a mir, that if you're mazik Karen, a Sharshal guy, your potter. But the Kasha, Tosis Kasha comes back. How do you know all the other Mazikin, Eish and Bar and Shen and Regal, how do you know to be Mamayit Shal guy? Tosis to it, and Tosis only answers Hegdish. He has Limudim that Hegdish is potter. How do you know if your Bar is Mazik a guy or your Eish is Mazik a guy, how do you know your potter? So the Kasha, Tosis Kasha, Tosis and Hegdish is Shver. On Goy, how do you know by Bnei Bris, by Enam Bnei Bris, how do you know that if you're Mazik a Goy, that you're Potter? This is the problem, the Shverakite with the Chasuv Shel Bnei Bris. So first let me tell you Reb Shimon's Teretz, then what we could think about a little bit. Reb Shimon in Simon Hay, starting from Ice Bays, Reb Shimon has really a great Einfall, a dynastic Teretz, to answer why we have a pasuk in mind by Karen, not by anything else. It's have to be Magdim, something I think that you're familiar with, that even though Gezel Akum is Aser, even though it's Aser to steal from a guy, the navel of Zela from a guy is Aser. Nevertheless, Hafkas Halvasai is Mutter. Hafkas Halvasai, Hafka, Hey Fe, Kuf, Ayin, Hey. Hafkas Halvasai means if you owe a guy money, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to pay him unless it's a Chil Hashem. He knows you owe him the money and he's Tevei. But in Dine Maminis, Hafkas alvasai of a guy is mutter lechatchila. That means if a guy lends you money and he forgets about it, you don't have to remind him. If a guy lends you money and he dies and his son has no idea that he lent you money, so you're not mechuyev to pay up the loan. If he lends you money and there's a fire and all his records get destroyed, so a lucky day for you. You don't have to pay him. Not let's see day Shemayim, not let's see day Adam. There's no chiyuv. Of course, halvasa is mutlachatchem. Kunt Reb Shimon with the following lamdas. He says that really, every time you mazik a guy, every time you cause damage to a guy, what are you creating? You're creating a chayv. You owe him money. You have to pay. When you mazik a guy, you're creating a chayv. But of course, halvasa is mutter. So, you don't have to pay him. Lamaisa, you don't have to pay him. If there'll be Chil Hashem, you'll be stuck. You have to pay him on Chil Hashem. But in Dine Bava Kama, in Dine Mominus, every time you mazik a guy, all you're doing is creating his chayv, is creating a chayv. If you create a chayv, then someone may be a potter, like B'nai Bris. It's not a halva, but Lamaisa, it's only a chayv moment. It's only a chayv manin. And since there's a chayv manin, you're potter. Now you'll ask, it's not a halva. I'll tell you, the klal is, the tumim says, the klal is that if the isura asal yadeh, if somebody came to your house, your hands be isur, you steal something. then you have to pay it back. That's gezalaka. But by beheteros aliyadeh, you didn't take anything be'isr. That's hafkas havaseh. It doesn't matter if it's a chayiv of mamon, or even a pekadon. The guy gives you something to watch, and he forgets about it. He doesn't remember who he gave it to. So that you're allowed to keep. You don't have to give it back to a guy. That's all hafkas havaseh. So if hafkas havaseh is mutter, zakar shimon, so pashit. If you're mazik, somebody who's not a ben bris, so you're off the hook. Watch there. What? What's the difference of this and this?
It's not falling on the table.
No, but you didn't take something that you're keeping. You didn't take something that you're keeping. You shouldn't have been mazik. So Tver is...
What is that Tver is? That's the one we're after? It's actually been a
Sharia,
just
by Hegdish. Just by Hegdish. But I think so. I think we're my Sharia, the Lai Shal Hegdish. The Lai Shal Gai. Kamon Lam Zayin on the Gai is not so. Zayin on the Gai is. It's not clear. It's interesting. The Lashna Mishnah, Sharia, the Lai Shal Hegdish. If you learn the Mishnah, that's what it says. But Taka doesn't say it beferish. What? It brings it by Shoshal Gai?
It brings out the Sukkim, doesn't bring
it. So it would be very geschmack if by Shoshal Gai you don't need a Pasik. It would be very geschmack. I suspect, though, that the Rishonim bring it by Shor Shal Gai too. It'd be very geschmack. If you don't need the pasuk by Gai, so then it's not Shver. What about Karen? What?
Rashi
in the Mishnah brings Shor Shal Gai, Shor Reyeu, by Bnei Bris. But he doesn't say it by Gai. No, the Mishnah is Latuk and Rachum. The Inchayib and Zakav. I'll tell you, Rav Shimon says the Gevalik of Pshat. The Kasha is, why by Keren do you need a Pasuk Shal Re'eo Shibolei Shal Gai? Assuming that the Pasuk is referring to it. Why do you need it by Keren? If you don't need it anywhere, it's always Avkai Savasai. So why do you need it by Keren? So Rav Shimon says, very geschmack. By Karen, what's the din? Karen pays Megufay Shal Shar. By Karen, you pay Megufay of the Shar Mazik. If my Shar is Mazik, your Shar. So you pay Megufay of my Shar. There's a Mandiyama later that says Yuchlat HaShar. One Mandiyama says Yuchlat HaShar. Yuchlat HaShar means that you get my Shar. My Shar is worth $100. It was Mazik, you. $100 worth of damage, it's a time I have to pay 50. You own $50 worth of my shar. Yuchlat hashar means the shar is muchlit, it becomes the property of the second of the nizik. So there, it's not afkas halvasai. There, it's already geneva. Because if my shar is nazik your shar with Karen, yuchlat hashar means that my shar becomes the property of you. It's yours. Now that it's yours, and so now it's already gezel if I hold on to it. So there, if there was no pasuk of Shar Shal Akum, Shareya Shal Shal Gai, by Karen Da'afka, you need a pasuk. But other Mazikim, you don't need a pasuk. There's no din of Yochla Hashar. It's a Kishmak Pshat. It's a beautiful Pshat. Why Da'afka Karen? Now there's a Mandiyomer, is the Machlekes of Yochla Tashar or Yusham Hashar. Yuchlat Hashar means the Shar becomes the property of the Nizik. The Man Yomu disagrees. He says the Shar doesn't mamish become his. Yusham Hashar, you shut up the Shar. So this Teretz is only good L'chayr if you hold Yuchlat Hashar. So Shimon says no. Even if you hold Yusham Hashar, you shut up. My Shar is Mazik, yours with Karen, we shut it up. But the Guf Hashar is still a Mashkin. It's an Apaitiki. It's a Mashkin. For my Teshlumen. So weiter, the guy has a mashkin for my tashlumin. So weiter, it's a case of not hafkas havasai. The guy has something. And memela, I need a pasuk to tell you that by keren you potter by a guy. So this is Rav Shimon's Einfal. It's a great Einfal. That hafkas havasai works by bar and by eish and by sheni regel. And punkt by keren where it doesn't work, so there you have a pasuk sharei lo shoshal guy. It's a very gishmak pshat. Zok Rav Shimon. 1 minute. A very nice pshat in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon says, let's clear what's pshat hafkas halvasai. What does hafkas halvasai mean? If I borrow money from a guy, I go over to a guy, I'm in yeshiva, hafkas halvasai is mutter, so I go in your house, I'm borrowing from guy, right? So I go borrow money from a guy, and I walk away from him. Do I owe him money? What does hafkas halvasai mean? Do I owe him money if I borrow money from him? Huh? What difference does it make? Very practical. What if he's megayer tomorrow? Do I have to pay him? What? Not for mominess. What if? You think if someone's megayer, you can take his house? He's not in his house anymore. His bank account. For a royis, he's a new person. For a yichus, he's a new person. Whatever he owns, he owns. He owns a car, and he's the guy who stole his car. What? I'm talking about the Dina Torah. If I borrow money from a guy, if I borrow money from a guy and I walk away from him, you can learn hafkas halvasai two ways. You can learn hafkas halvasai that the Torah was mafkiyah halvah. I don't owe him money. The Torah said, listen, for Goyim, there's no Dina Pirayim Balchayv. The Chayv doesn't exist. Or you could learn. The Chayv exists, just I'm not Mechuyiv to pay it. There is a Chayv. The Chayv exists. I'm just not Mechuyiv to pay. So what's a Nafkamina if the Chayv exists or it doesn't exist? So one nafkamina, I just said, if he's Megayer, there will be one nafkamina. If he's Megayer, if I owe him money and he's Megayer, you may remember Gemara about owing the money to Megayer? We have a direct Gemara about it. There's a Neshech that talks about if you borrow from a guy the ribis, and then he's Megayer, if you could pay him the ribis, it was Zachem Alon Benilva, you remember something like that? There's nothing to move when there's a guy, then you can pay him. If not, no. Okay. Anyway, this is the first nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if he's Megayah, it's the second nafkamina, which Rav Shimon deals with. Nafkamina is the following. Let's say I owe money to a guy, and the guy owes money to a yid. What's that called? Shibudu Yom Nas. I owe money to the guy, and the guy owes money to a yid. It's called Shibud Derem Nas. Now this yid comes to knocks on my door. He says, pay me, Shibud Derem Nas. I say, pay what? I don't know the guy. Hafkas halvasai. I don't know him anything. Depends how you learn hafkas halvasai. If you learn hafkas halvasai, that there is no chayv, when I borrow from money from a guy, there is no chayv. So then, if I borrow money from a guy and the guy owes money to a yid, I don't have to pay the yid. Because I don't know the guy. There's no chayv b'chlal. If you learn hafkas halvasai differently, if you learn that I owe the guy, I owe money to the guy, just I don't have to follow up, I don't have to pay him. If I can get away with it, I don't have to pay him, but I owe it to him, the chayv exists. Then if I owe money to a guy and the guy owes money to a yid, I would still have to pay the yid. Because the chayv exists. I can just push him off. But the chayv exists. So then I have to pay it to the yid. So Rav Shimon. This would be enough to learn two ways to learn. If you learn, of course, I'll say there is no chayv, then there's no chayv to the second to the yid. So of course, I'll say there is a chayv, just I don't have to pay him. then if I owe it to a guy that owes it to a yid, then I do have to pay. This is nafkamina, two ways to learn hafkaras al vasai. Rav Shimon brings in the Pisei Tshuva and Chayshim Ishbat, Simon Pei Vav, who brings a machlaikis on this inyan, if you say Shibuda Duram Nasan, which at least the way Rav Shimon understands is totally in this chakira. Now, this chakira, how hafkaras al vasai works, Rav Shimon, getting back to our Mishnah, Rav Shimon's pshat in our Mishnah is totally in this. How's it totally in it? Chayyur, if I'm asking someone, it's hafkaras al vasai. What's the difference between type of hafkaras al vasai? Rav Shimon says the following. We ask the kash. If I'm asking someone, it's hafkaras al vasai. It's hafkaras al vasai. If I'm asking somebody. Why do I need a pasuk by Karen? So he said, if you hold Yuchlat Hashar, it's very good. You need a pasuk by Karen because the Shar belongs to the guy. No problem. If you hold Yusham Hashar, if Karen is Mazik and you hold Yusham Hashar, then the Shar becomes a mashkin to the Nizik. Becomes a mashkin. So halt kap. If you hold Hafkas Havas. If my shar is mazik a guy shar, could my shar become a mashkin to him for the money I owe him? Can my shar become a mashkin? Well, that's a good answer. Yes, it's not a good answer. No, it's not a good answer. It depends. But think about what it depends on. Again, my shar is mazik the guy shar. So Shimon says, why do I need a pasuk? Because my shor becomes a mashkin to the guy. So now I need a pasuk. So it depends if... Depends if there's a chayv. If you learn hafkaras al vasai the first way, that there is no chayv, I owe him nothing, so then you can't have a mashkin if you don't owe somebody anything. Yusha mashar, if I'm mazik a yid, so then I owe him money, and the shor is a mashkin. But if you learn hafkaras al vasai by a guy that the chayv does not exist bechalal, if the chayv doesn't exist bechalal, so then you can't have a mashkin on a non-existent chayv. The guy wants to take my shor to pay for the hezek, but he's not entitled to it because since there's no chayv, there can't be a mashkin. So if you hold the first way that hafkaras al vasai is pshat that the halva doesn't exist, the Rebbeinu Shalom is makia the halva, then it would be very shver, this whole shtickle Torah would fall away, because you can't say that it's a mashkin. However, if you learn that the chayv exists, hafkas avase means the chayv exists, just I personally don't have an obligation to pay the chayv. I don't have to pay. The hafkas avase means I'm makia, I don't have to pay the chayv. So then, it makes sense that normally you don't have to pay a chayv. But Yusham Hashar means the Shar is a mashkin. If the Shar is a mashkin, it becomes a mashkin for the fiyana. And a mashkin, I would have to pay him, because otherwise I can't take the mashkin. So Zakrib Shimon, my shtickle Torah only makes sense if you hold Afkas Abasa is that the chayv actually exists. What? If you have a mashkin on a chayv, do you have to pay?
No, you never have to pay.
You have to take the mashkin and not pay.
Even if you hold that
the chayv, that you don't have to pay. So, even if you hold Yishma Shah,
it's still a mashkin,
you
have to pay.
Well, then I have to lose the mashkin.
So
I have to lose the mashkin, you mean?
No, it's going to be a mashkin.
No, if the chayv exists, then it's a mashkin. It's a chayv, I don't have a chayv to pay. But if the chayv exists, it's possible for it to be a mashkin. I don't have to give a mashkin. But once I gave a mashkin, or the Torah gave the mashkin, so the mashkin is a mashkin. Right? The guy would come to my house and he would take payment. Is that a ganav? Because I own the money, right? So if he has a mashkin, so the mashkin is a mashkin. That would be the biggest nafkamina, the two ways to learn. Rav Shimon makes nafkamina, Shibud Rav Nosson. The biggest nafkamina, the two ways to learn, will be if a guy takes it from you, whether he's a ganav or not. So if you hold that cross of us, the Torah is mafkiya, then he's a ganav. If you hold that the chayv exists, then he's not a ganav. The chayv will be the most simple mafkimina. Okay. At any rate, Reb Shimon, therefore, in order to make his stickle Torah stick, he holds this as Torah Zemes. Reb Shimon is matzdik the tzad that the chayv exists. Reb Shimon brings rayas, and we'll speak out the rayas, that the chayv exists, and of course halvasa is something that the yid doesn't have to pay. The chayv exists, the yid just doesn't have to pay. It's interesting, he brings a Shah HaMelech that says that of course halvasa works, that kozman yinam afkiya the halva, you still have to pay. It's an option that a person has. It's like in between the two mahalchim. It says the chayv exists, but the moment you say I want to be mafkiya the chayv, then it disappears. So Shimon calls that a daichik, the Shah HaMelech. How does it work? So Shimon learns that the chayv exists forever and ever. If you or I had a great great grandfather 1,000 years ago who owed a guy money, so 1,000 years later we still owe him the money. Assuming all our grandparents left Yerusha, so the chayvus go down to Yerusha. So the good chayv still exists forever and ever and ever. You just never have to pay it, so there's no problem. What's the raya that the chayv exists? So if Shimon brings a couple of rayas that the chayv exists, some rayas more simple, some rayas a little more complicated. One raya. Shimon brings a raya because by a guy it's shayach a kinyan kesef. A guy who buys something for me, who gives me money for merchandise, by a guy it's shayach a kinyan kesef. There's a question if the rabbanon were mafkia the kesef, if guy makayna the kesef is manazeh. But a guy it's shayach a kinyan kesef. A guy gives me money. The karka tzicha shayach. So, Reb Shimon, what does kinyan kesef mean? It means the guy gives me money, and I owe him something for the money. So, in exchange for my yischayvus that's created with the money, we're making up goes as being paid back with the karka. Works by kinyan kesef. That's what kinyan kesef does. Kinyan kesef creates yischayvus, and the pirayin yischayvus is with whatever it is that you're buying for it. That's not kinyan chalipin. Chalipin is I just give it to you, presto, it's mine. Kesef is kesef pirayin. We'll assume that kesef is kesef pirayin. That means it's something that's being given in exchange for something. And Sartre of Shimon, that's the way kinyan kesef works. Since kinyan kesef works by a guy, it must be that kinyan kesef creates eschayvus. If you're going to hold that kinyan kesef doesn't create eschayvus by a guy, there's no eschayvus at all. So how does kinyan kesef ever work? Every time a guy gives me kesef, I don't have to pay him anything. So how can I make it? If there's no eschayvus that's created, how can I create a kinyan? How can I give him the karka for my eschayvus if there's no eschayvus? It's a raya, he says. What? The guy gives me money, that in exchange for that he gets karka. So if I get the money and I keep the karka, so what does that mean? Even if it's gezel, even if you'd be right that it's gezel, but it can't create a kinyan. The whole kinyan works because there's eschayvus. If you say there's no eschayvus, then there's no kinyan. It has to create some sort of eschayvus in order for the kinyan to be a kinyan. The second raya he brings from Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara talks about a yid who says eidus for a guy that another yid owes the guy money. So the Gemara talks about whether he has any chiyuv for saying eidus for a guy then another person owes the guy money. I was grabbed once by Rav Moshe as a boy, so you can't rely on my memory, but the way I remember it, I was in the house and someone came and asked him if he could be a lawyer for a guy against the Yid who's being today a Yid. So Rav Moshe told him yes, as long as he really owes him the money. If he really owes him money and tried to get it from him, so you could be a lawyer from a guy to get money from a Yid. So that only makes sense if there's an actual eschivus, if the money is really owed. The money is owed, makes sense. The guy has a right to try to get it. Of course, he is not mechuyav to get it, but the guy could try to get it. If, however, you're going to learn that there is no chayv, so what does it mean that you could say this against the yid for a guy? If there's no chayv, it's geneva. So it's right to raya that the chayv exists. There exists a chayv. A third raya is the Gemara Nezel Neshech, Daf Ayin Beis, says that if a guy lends a yid money and he's Megayer, you have to pay him. If a guy lends a yid money and he's Megayer, you have to pay him. The Gemara talks about, what about ribbis? If a guy lent money for ribbis to a yid, the yid owes him ribbis and he's Megayer, could you give him the ribbis? That's how the Gemara comes in Tezel Neshech. So the Gemara says, if the Gemara has an expression, Zachfan Allah Bimilva, if when he was still a guy, there was Zachfan Allah Bimilva, I mean, let's say he lent him $1,000, and $100 ribbis. So when he was still a guy, he billed him the $100, because he changed the interest into an obligation. So then when he's a guy, he could still pay him. If he didn't, if he lent him $1,000 by ribbis, he never billed him, it's just interest. Then when he's Megayer, you can't pay him the interest. But Ad Kan, there's no Shakla Vitari in the Gemara, only regarding the interest. But regarding the Etzem Chayiv, there's no Shaila. There's no question in the Gemara that you have to pay the guy who's Megayer. So Reb Shimon, that's the Chayiv, the strongest proof, the simplest proof, the strongest proof. That of course Havasai doesn't mean that no chayv exists. The chayv exists, but the obligation to pay the chayv, that you have no obligation to pay, but the chayv exists. So this is Reb Shimon's yisaid. So we're learning two things from Reb Shimon. We're learning how Reb Shimon learns our Mishnah, the Chasam Shel B'nei Bris, how am I guy from everything else? That's of course Havasai. And that's, I think, Ois Beis and Simen Hei. And Ois Gimel and Simen Hei, we're learning Rav Shimon's understanding of Hakos Alvase, that the Chayv exists, and even though the Chayv exists, you don't have to give it back. Agav, I think Rav Shimon brings, I know it's a Bach, I think he brings it from the Bach, that by Gezel Akum, even if you would hold that Gezel Akum is Mutam in the Torah, if you steal something from a guy, it's still the guy's. It's not yours. Just as Al-Khir, to give it back to him. But it's still yours. If Shimon says, you see, you could divide it into two things. You could have one, the din mamin, and one, what you have to do, lamaisa. So the din mamin is the guys. The lamaisa is, you don't have to give it to him. So if Shimon, the same thing by Echayv. Echayv works, the Echayv exists, you owe him the money. But you don't have to pay him. Just like if I borrow money from you, and I make up with you that I'll pay you in 5 years. So I'm not mechuyev to pay you in 4 years. But the chayv exists. So with the guy, you owe him the money. Just don't have to pay him ever. And that's it. What? On what? On the guy's money? Well, even if... To take a... If you take, well, you're that case Adam and Isaac. If your Adam takes a fire and he's Adam and Isaac. What do you mean if you take a shar? Yeah, well, we have later in our kindness it says if you steal someone's shar and it's Mazik, you're Chayiv. You take the place of the owner for fishing.
Chayiv. Can you have issue with that money?
If you'd be Makadish and Isha with that money, there's a Avni Meluim. The way I remember that Avni Meluim has the following Shaila. It talks about a mashkin. A guy gives you a mashkin. You lend the money and he gives you a mashkin. And you want the mashkin, you don't want the money. You want to keep the mashkin. If you're Makadish and Isha with that mashkin. So I think the Avni Meluim says you can if you tell the Isha what it is. Mashkin shall go. You know, be mekadesh, whatever schosim I have in it, but not with the gufan mashkin. Gufan mashkin is a guy's. But otherwise, I'm glad that there's an interesting Taz in Yerodeya. This is reminding me. The Taz says, it's funny, his lashon. The Taz is a shaiva. If I have a guy, I lend the guy money, he gives me a silver becher. A guy has a becher, it's not mine. What do I do with it? Anyway, let's say a guy has a pitcher, a silver pitcher, or something that holds wine or schnapps, and assuming it's kosher, and he gives to me as a mashkin, I lend him money. So now I want to use it. Do I have to title it before I use it? Because Tfilas Kalim. The Ashur Ramah talks about whether you have to tevel the guy's keli that he gave you as a mashkin. So the Taz says, what are you talking about? How are you allowed to use it? You're a ganav. It's the guy's mashkin. Taz says, how are you allowed to use it? So they bring from one of the Rishayim who says that on Pesach it's a mitzvah to have silver on your table. They used to put all the kelim shalgayim that was a mashkin by them on the table. First, the yidden felt it's ridiculous. He spent money on silver. He needs silver things. So they didn't have silver things themselves because it's a waste of money. Unless your wife insists on it, then you're stuck. But who needs fancy silver things? But they had silver things that Goyim gave them as mashkanis. Yidden were money lenders. So they used to put on the Pesach Seder, they used to put. Imagine you tried to put a goyim's keli on your. On the Pesach table. What? A separate table, what does it think? You remember? So they put the silver on the guy. So Taz says, how's it mutter? Teretz Bistami is, if you hold that, of course, Havasa is anything. The Behetei Rasul Yadei came to him the Heter. Then there's no issue.
Could be a Taz of Shit is that Enochanam means that you don't have to pay it back, but once I'm using the mashkin, I'm saying I'm taking the mashkin as a loan, now the guy doesn't have to pay it back alone either.
Maybe by using the mashkin, I'm being machlit to keep the mashkin. That's what you mean. Once I use it, it's mine.
I
could, and you can't tell if it's used. I'm not even ruining it. If you take somebody's silver pitcher and use it without permission, you're not ruining it.
So
you
say you don't keep paying back anymore. If you go once, then now you don't have to pay back.
So maybe that's why he holds. That's awesome. Some nice good neighbor. Okay, Akopanim could be. It's not like Damim Lum holds that you can be kind of Shadisha with it. So, but okay. Anyway, getting back to our Indian, Sakhir Shimon, it's Mukhlat, and Mimela, that's the way it is. In Ois Dalid, Reb Shimon uses this svara to explain a Taisvis. Taisvis twice, the bottom Taisvis and the next Amid as well. So if we have a chance, we'll see, we'll come back to it. You can certainly look at it. It's a Taisvis Kashan Taisvis, which I don't remember if it's in the list, but yeah, Taisvis Taf Yud, Reb Shimon. Nice test, all the way in the end, this Reb Shimon, okay. So we'll see. The Shimon comes back to it. It's in Simon Hay and Dalid, and it's the beginning of Simon Yud as well. So we'll come back to it. But again, the two Yesaidis of Reb Shimon you should know, and that's both has to do with this line of the Mishnah. There's one more Shaila that Kamach Reinu Madan on, and it's much more than get to us. I mentioned it briefly on Vav Amud Beis, and said we get back to it. That Shaila is the Shaila of which mazikim our Mishnah is referring to. When it says, Nechasim Shal B'nei Bris, What which mazikim is that referring to? What's the answer? Which refer arba avos nezikim? Now, if you look at Mishnah, it's the following: arba avos nezikim, ashar abara mada v'haver. Right, and then it says the nizik has to be a benvenus. Good. Shaila. If your mazik, adam a mazik, is mazik a guy? Mazik a guy. When does it happen that adam a mazik is mazik a guy? The only time I can think of that comes up all the time is with a vehicle. Someone's driving. And let's say it's at night. There's no Shiloh Chil Hashem. It's at night. He's in a parking lot. There's nobody around. And he knocks out the headlight of a car next to him. Or the bumper comes off. Feel terrible? Choices. A, you speed away. B, you put your name on a piece of paper and put on the visual light. So what do you do? Follow instinct, probably, at that point, right? Are you chayiv to pay? What's a shayla? Now, if it's a yid's car, you chayiv. If it's a guy's car, do you have to pay? Does other mamazik have to pay? Does other mamazik have to pay on the chasim shal b'nei bris? That depends. Chat in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah going on other mamazik? Or is it only going on mamana mazik? What does that depend on? Hashar Abara Mava Vahever includes Adam? Machlex Rabbi Shmuel. Suddenly, Machlex Rabbi Shmuel has to do with Halacha L'Maisa. According to Rav, that Mava Zu Adam. So, our Mishnah is saying that you're Potter. Now, could be Shmuel Potter also. Shmuel holds that the first Mishnah is not Adam, so you have no Raya one way or the other. But according to Rav, it's going on Adam. And there's a p'tor even by Adam Hamazik. The Miches Chinuch, a mitzvah nun aleph, is masupik in this shaila. What do you say? Mechayev a potter. No, the gear is here. What do you think? Mechayev a potter for Hamazik. Okay, I agree. Why?
I mean, money.
So that's what everyone should jump up and say. Quite Rav Shimon. Right? We just learned Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says all the mazikim are like borrowed money. It's of course halvasai. So quite Rav Shimon, Adam HaMazik should be potter too. Adam HaMazik also should be potter. Because it's of course halvasai. The answer is yes, you're right. According to Rav Shimon's Hesber, of course, Halvasai would apply to Adam HaMazik. Whether you learn the Mishnah is talking about Adam, you learn the Mishnah is only talking about Shamazik. But what's an Afkamina? Either way, it should be of course, Halvasai. The question is, could we pass it from a Chiddush Rav Shimon, Hilchos Cheshen Mishpat? That's a question. We'll have to see what Pesachim say about it, but L'chaira, the way we're learning, of course, Havasa, you're going to Rav Shimon, see a potter. No? Should follow very, very simply, very, very, connect very easily. So Chazay Nish, in his Pirush on Bava Kama, Simin Yud, Ois Yud Dalet, he talks about this shaila, and he starts from a gift from Shulchan Aruch, from Simin Shin Ayin Ches, Sif Tes. He brings the Mechaber, talks about, well, there were no car accidents in the time of the Mechaber, so he talks about horse accidents. He says, one yid is riding a horse, and another yid is riding a horse, and they have an accident. One yid's horse kills the horse the second yid is riding. But the horse that the second yid is riding is a guy's horse that he borrowed. So we call it Reuven Shimon. Reuven's riding a horse. And his horse is mazik, a sus shel guy that's mushel to a yid, to Shimon. And it's on the mamazik. I told you many times, if your man takes a hammer and he breaks something, it's other mamazik. If a man takes an ash and he burns something, it's other mamazik. If a man takes a shar and he hits something, it's other mamazik. Right? A shar is only when it's mazik al dasatzmai. Fire is only a mazik when it spreads on the it spreads. And other mamazik, if Adam uses something, it's other mamazik. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, says in Shulchan Aruch the following day. It says that whatever the guy has a right to be teveya from the other yid, whatever amount of money the damage was, the first yid has to pay the second yid. Ba'alav be'alila. Amazing, it says this in Shulchan Aruch. If it seems it was the style that if somebody had your horse and he got into an accident, and he did a certain amount of damage, that they would cheat them and they would say there's more damage. And they bill them for more than the actual damage was. Can you imagine such a behavior? You ever heard of such a thing? You ever heard of it? Huh? You bill him more. Isn't that amazing? A guy once says to me, Shaila, he had a car accident. He took it into a Fruma Yid, a supposedly Fruma Yid, into a garage. And the Yid said, the adjuster's coming tomorrow, we'll take care of insurance. In the meantime, he forgot some things in the trunk. He went back to get out of the trunk. He comes back. The whole hood is folded up. The hood was in perfect shape. The whole hood is folded up. He says, "Who did that?" He says, "I didn't know you're coming back." You know, like, so what do you do? Huh? It's amazing. People have a clear conscience. That's not of course of us. That's Geneva. It's not Geneva. It's awesome. But at any rate, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Mamish, this case, it says Ruvain Sus was Mazik Shimon Sus, but it wasn't Shimon. Borrowed it from a guy. So whatever the guy has a right to be Teveyah from him, Ruvain has to pay Shimon. Whatever the guy bills him extra, Bala Balila, and he goes to court and he gets more money from him, Ruvain is Potter. Ruvain doesn't have to pay the extra amount, even though he caused it indirectly. Because he was Mazik Shimon, and now they are Bala Valila. But the Shulchan Aruch says he's Potter from that. It's not his Achrayis. His Achrayis is the Hezek itself. As I said, Zach the Chazal Nish. We see from here that Adam Mazik Goy is Chayiv. We see Adam Mazik Goy is Chayiv. Because if Adam Mazik Goy is really Potter, and just the owner of the sus is being Tevei Hashimin anyway, that would be Ba'alav Ba'alila. If you're really Potter, just the guy is trying to get the money from him anyway, that would be Ba'alav Ba'alila, you'd be Potter. Vaistais from Shulchan Aruch, that Adam Amazik, who's Mazik a guy, there really is a Chiyav. There really is a Chiyav. So he says, we see from Shulchan Aruch, Klar, Adam Amazik guy is Chayav. However, Hafkas Avasei Zav Dechazaynish still applies. In that case, the guy came after him. So there's no Hafkas Avasei B'makim Chilul Hashem. So you have to pay. The guy came after him, so you have to pay. B'Zav Dechazaynish, Ma'amish Lakrim Shimon. He says that there's a chiyuv to pay. But Afal Pikein, there's Hafkas Avasei, and Hafkas Avasei is Mafkia. The ischaibus, the damakir ischaibus, the schiv is there. But if the guy's not aware of it, you don't have to pay him. If the guy's not aware of it, if you did damage them, there's no chilul Hashem and you left, so then there's no chiv. That's what Chazanish says. Now, Agav, we see from the Chazanish, how do you learn Hafkas Havasa? Like, which one of the two tzadim of Shimon? Of course, Avasei, there is a chiyuv, but there's no chiyuv. See, Klar, there is a chiyuv. Because he says when the guy comes after him and the guy pays, that's Reuven's head's responsibility. Reuven was mazik. So we see this bad some chiyuv. But it still blinds of course, Avasei. So we have at least the Chazenish, that's a Pesach to be Seimachan, in addition to Rav Shimon. We don't know Rav Shimon, it's not that Rav Shimon meant to Allah Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, we have a din of Avkas Avasai, and Avkas Avasai is potter. So we have here Paiskim Deramekel, I'm being Mazik Agai. The Meshachochma I spoke out last time is Mechayiv, Adam Mazik Agai. But he doesn't get into the Afgas Alvase part. So it could be, even though the Beferish of Meshachochma, it says, Meshachochma says, why is Adam Mazik in Parshas, in Sefer Vayikra, one of Parshas in Vayikra? Why is it in Mishpatim with all the other Mazikim? He says all the Mazikim in Parshas Mishpatim are potter by a guy. The whole Parsha there is potter by a guy. Here I think it's in Kedoshim maybe. There where it says Adam Amazik is Chayiv by a guy, therefore it's a separate Parsha. So it's Yitachin, the Meshachach is right, Adam Amazik is Chayiv. But of course, Havasek, it's a thing. So it could be that applies. Of course, Halvasai. I think that's the halacha lemaisa. I saw in the Chuvah Skalfas Yayav, he has a cheshbin, that the mazik guy b'shoigeg, he says, yizicha pata. Because shoigeg, we have a riboy petzat achas pata, it's a riboy, he says the riboy is the, doesn't apply to guy. Not klar raya why, but he says it doesn't apply. So at least there's another Chuvah. I assume you're not mazik the guy b'beizit. So, yeah, kama paiskim to be saimachan, that mazik guy is chayiv, but it's afkas havasai, and as long as you don't have to notify him, you're not mechuyev to notify him. The shaila becomes if you're not sure if it's a guy or a yid. Semach and raiv. Very few people in places where they're raiv yid. If you park near Shemesh Adas, you know that it's raiv yid. Maybe most of our parks. But most neighborhoods, it's hard to know. So to be Semach and Raiv. What?
Live and know in Hebrew.
Live and know, that's the answer people give. Live and know in Hebrew. And I'm not sure. I heard Hashem, someone, a certain rabbi, I never want to say. I shouldn't say, I won't heard Hashem anybody. We have to be down. To be Semach and Raiv. It's halacha l'maaseh. Then you get out and you're looking for the car and it looks, I don't know, there's a cross hanging from the window. Why do Gaim hang crosses from the son of a Yiz Mazik? Then they should know that that the potter. What other reason would they have? So that would be a way out. No? And there's a Yankee fan sticker on the back. Which you would put a Yankee fan? No? Put on the car? From a Yiz early window. Say from Stumpy Silas. Red Sox fan may be different. But okay, these are the first two nekudas. Please chazu over these ideas. Tomorrow, maybe still talk a little about this last nekuda, but I'm going to get to the Shari Yosha. The Shari Yosha is one paragraph. A lot of people get scared away by Shari Yosha. It's Shar Gimel, Simuchav Gimel. It's the paragraph Dibra Maskel Avol. It's hard for you to think of Rabbi Ruvain, who talks about a very similar thing. And it says the Sivis I mentioned in the Shari Yosha, and that's going to be in the session tomorrow.